On you, Scotty.
Well, this is a bit like a Warrnambool reunion. We've just gone from the Galleywood winning trainer to the grand annual winning jockey, Clayton Douglas, who is now probably the most informed trainer in Australia as well. Well done on the double yesterday, mate.
No, thank you very much. No, it was a good result. They were both in their right races, and it was good to see him win.
Stables Airborne, both from the jockey perspective and the training perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a pretty good track work rider in Jamie, and yeah, she's kicking goals. But no, look, things are going really well this week, and so hopefully can keep on going.
Surely she's not taking all the credit. It's how the horses are trained, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. No, she, it's definitely, that's correct. But no, look, she's a big asset of the business, and she does a great job.
I know nothing can compare to winning a grand annual, but do you get more satisfaction when you're training winners for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Great thrill. Probably more so with that horse yesterday, the first one in the 1,000-metre maiden. It was more of a relief. He's sort of been knocking on the door his last three starts. And, it was good to see him win. And, the other one's a sort of a bit of a stable favourite. And Jamie loves her so much. And she's won her last two now. So she's going really well.
The way the horses are going, you'll be getting bigger before you know it. So what's the goal?
Look, the goal is to just keep trying to win us, really. We seem to have a nice team of horses here at the minute, and they're all in good health, and they all can gallop a little bit. So it's really good to sort of be getting up in the mornings and training these ones.
You know, I can see the love of the animal. We know Jamie's background, but yourself, when you're with these horses, they look pretty happy. And is this what gets you up every morning?
Yeah, definitely. We love our animals, and they're a part of the family once they're at Bradley Park. And we sort of look after them as good as we can and just try and get them to the races as good as we can and as best of order.
And you got three nice chances today. RSN's been waiting for this horse, Golden Monkey. There's been a bit of a spruik about it for a few days now. The Monkey runs at Pakenham today. Is there any concern moving from Sale to Pakenham?
No, I don't think so. Pakenham's a beautiful track. I think every horse gets their chance there. Look, he's a nice horse. He's still a little bit new, obviously, having his first start as a two-year-old, and there's a little bit unknown, and he's drawn one, so he needs a little bit of luck, but I'll leave that up to the track rider and Jamie. But
well, speaking of, let's walk over here. The track rider's just come back in, so we might have a chat. Best rider in Australia, Clayton's saying the track rider. It's up to the track rider today what happens to Golden Monkey. Good to see you, Jamie. How are you?
Well, if it doesn't win, then it's the trainer's fault. Didn't have it fit enough.
See, I told you, you're getting the blame all the time. How is it working together so well? You look like you're getting on like a house on fire. Who actually does rule the roost?
Oh, me.
Who rules the roost?
Me, 100%. I get the final say.
No, there's no doubt about that. Do you have any argument?
Happy wife, happy life.
That is the smartest thing I've ever heard you say, Clayton. I can attest to that. Don't worry about that. Golden Monkey, what do you think of Golden Monkey today, Jamie?
Oh, he's got a ton of ability, but obviously two-year-olds is unknown whether they take it to the track. He's been trialling really well, and I think it's a perfect race for him. So as long as we can get a bit of luck, Barry 1's not ideal, a horse having its first start. But if I can give it a good ride, then hopefully he'll win.
So you must be wrapped with how the team's going after yesterday as well.
Yeah, super. That was an awesome day, a good milestone for Clayton to tick off his first double. And everything's falling together. We hadn't had many runners for a while, and now we're having them all in, you know, 1 week, and it's they're all sort of starting to hit the track, and it's good that we're getting some results.
It's been a big week for the team.
It's been a massive week. We've had a few celebrations, so I'll be happy for it to be over on the weekend. We're feeling a bit dusty today.
Well, good luck today, and again in Adelaide on the weekend as well.
Thank you.
And Clayton, just a quick word on your other two today, Screwdriver.
Yeah, look, it's actually had a little bit of problems with her. She won first up for me at Bendigo, and then she went to a mile at Sandown, and she pulled up a bit ordinary, bit of mucus and stuff, so we had to treat that. And she's a little while between runs. She had a little trial last week at Cranbourne. I was happy enough with her. I didn't think she trialled great, but I thought she trialled okay. So blinkers go on, and we're going to ride her just off the speed as she normally gets ridden, and back to 1,200. She's on the fresh side, but she should run well.
And Jagged Edge, a new one to the team.
Yeah, look, he had a run for me last preparation. He's a horse that's got a few issues. He's got a few feet problems and stuff, so we've just been trying to manage that. He trialled really well the other day behind Blaise Jowski, and I was very pleased with how he trialled. And he looks a nice first-up run for him, and he'll improve with the run under his belt.
Good luck today, mate, and remember, happy wife, happy life.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much.